A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7's Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington, D.C. This Thursday, December 18th, 2018. Welcome to our women's segment, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
And tonight on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing the continued economic hardships in the country, with doctors in governments, hospitals and rural teachers on strike demanding to be paid in US dollars. What are your views on the issue?
And to join our discussion, you can text us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. But remember, on the Women's Roundtable, we are discussing on Thursday.
And don't forget that you are now live streaming on our Facebook pages and you can join in the conversation right now by liking us. Please go to VOA Shona and VOA Ndebele and like so if you haven't done so already. And we know that striking doctors at Zimbabwe's public hospitals have vowed to continue with their industrial action until the government addresses their grievances. The junior doctors went on strike on the 1st of December to press for better working conditions and improved supply of medical drugs and equipment. This is their second strike this year after another one in March with similar demands.
And rural teachers, Sithandekile, under the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union, are marching from Mutare to Harare, urging the government to pay their salaries in U.S. dollars, arguing that one bond note is not equal to U.S. dollars. As Finance Minister Mthuli Ncube has also announced that duty on vehicles and other items will now be paid in foreign currency.
And another teachers' organization, Zimbabwe Teachers Association, says it has similar grievances and is negotiating with the government, while Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe has vowed to go on strike when schools open in January next year if their demands are not met.
This is all happening as the country grapples with fuel shortages, lack of foreign currency, shortage of bond notes, and rising food prices. While some companies have either closed or scaled down because of lack of foreign currency and rising production costs.
Yebo ke kulabo abasanda ukusixhuma lamhla sicobongula udaba lokoma komnotho welizwe inhlupho ezibhekane labantu sinanzelela ukuthi lokho kwenzakala ngesikhathi kuswelakala amafutha ezimota okuhambisa, kuswelakala imali yakwamanye amazwe. Lapho sikhuluma ngama-US dollars, sikhuluma ngama-rands, sikhuluma ngemali le abanye abantu ababefuna ukuyisebenzisa kwamanye amazwe lefunwa ngamakampani lawo akhanda impahla, abe-manufacturing labo. Abanye sebevalile, abanye njalo abasasebenzi ngamandla abo wonke, sebe-scale down, besenzela ngoba bengazuzi yonke imfanelo abayidingayo ukuthi benelise ukuhiqiza impahla lezi. Njalo siyananzelela ukuthi izisebenzi zikahulumende ezigoqela ababalisi labodokotela abanye babo baphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi sikhuluma kanje. Odokotela bakahulumende baphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi, njalo sibonile lamhla betshengisela esibhedlela sempilo isikhathi sonke lesi bebekhalala nje bebezihlalele, kodwa lamhla bebetshengisela. Njalo sike sakhuluma lesiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abodokotela laba, udokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe, wasitshela ukuthi odokotela bayaqoqa kuzo zonke izibhedlela ukuthi zikahulumende ukuthi betshengisele. Ngakho mhlawumbe kusoze kuphelele empilo kuphela, sizabona sebetshengisela lakwezinye izibhedlela. Laba balisi-ke abafundisa emaphandleni bayahamba, baphakathi kohambo olukhulu kathesi bevele eMtare besiya eHarare bekhonona labo besithi bafuna ukubhadala ngemali yakwamanye amazwe, bafuna ukuthi kulungiswe indlela abasebenza ngayo. Abanye lokho bekhala ngokuthi lamabhona saba bazuzanga kuhle. Ngakho ke sithemba ukuthi sizakhuluma labo dokotela lenkokheli zalezi inhlanganiso eziphakathi kokukhalala umsebenzi. Njalo lani lisitshayele ucingo, lisitshele lapho elihlala khona ukuthi kuyini elibhekana lakho ngomnotho welizwe lo. Lani njalo siyalikhuthaza abesifazana yalandanga ukusitshayela ucingo ukuthi lishaye ucingo lani sikhulumelani emoyeni. PJ.
Tinogamuchira mishonga chedu chanasi chirongwa apo tinotarisa zvakanangana nevanhukadzi. Patinoti ngatikurukurei madzimai. Zita rangu ndini Praxedes Jeremiah. Uyewo nhasi uno uyu muchirongwa chedu tiri kutaura nemaomero akaita zvino muZimbabwe. Takatarisa upfumi hwenyika. Vanhu vazhinji vakatarisana nedambudziko rekukwira kwemitengo yezvino, kushaikwa kwemari yaimo muZimbabwe, kushaikwa yemabond notes, kushaikwa kwemari yema US dollars kana kuti yekune dzimwe nyika, kushaikwawo kwemafuta edzimota apeturu, kushaikwa kwezvinhu zvakawanda. Kuti vanhu vari kumbozvifambisa sei, vari kubata sei kuti vararame zuva nezuva ivo vakatarisana nezvipingidzo zvakawanda kudai. Uye tiri kuzviita, tiri kuita chirongwa ichi takatarisanawo zvekare nekuti madhokotera vari kuramwa basa kubva musi wa 1 December. Saka vari kuenderera mberi nekuramwa mabasa, zvinova zviri kukonzera matambudziko muzvipatara zvakawanda zvehurumende. Uyewo varairidzi kana kuti nditi vashandi vose vehurumende vari kuchema-chemawo nerekuti varoda kubhadharwa miuro yavo nema US dollars, nemari yekune dzimwe nyika, nekuti vakabhadharwa nemabond notes hapana chavanowana. Saizvozvi vesangano rematicha anodzidzisa kumaruwa reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union vari kutofora kubva kwaMutare kuenda kuHarare netsoka kuitira kuti vange vachikurudzira hurumende kuti ivabhadhare miuro yavo nema US dollars. Kotiwo madhokotera ari kuramawo basa kubva musi wa 1 December, uye kurama mabasa kwavo kwavari kuita uku handike kutanga kubva muna 1 December gore rino iri. Vakamboramwa zvekare mabasa muna March vachichema-chema nezvichemo zvimwe chete izvo zvekuti vasimudzirwe pamabasa, vawaniwe zvekushandisa zvakanaka kumahospitari ikoko kana kuti kuzvipatara nezvimwewo zvakadaro. Zvekutoti nhasi unowu vange vachiratidzira madhokotera paMpilo Hospital kuBulawayo. Uyewo madhokotera ese muzvipatara zvakatsaukana zvehurumende munyika yose, mumataundi ose, vari kutiwo vachabatsirana neavo vanga vachiratidzira nhasi unowu kuitira kuti vange vachiratidzirawo pamwe mangwana kana kunosvika nemusi wechishanu kusvikira zvichemo zvavo zvagadziriswa. Pagotozotiwo zvekare nhengo dzesangano revarairidzi reZimbabwe Teachers Association vari kutiwo vane zvichemo zvakangofananawo neavo vesangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union. Saka naizvozvo pamwe chete neveProgressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe vari kutotsinhirawo kuti vachaendawo pastrike kana kuti kuramwa mabasa kubva muna ndira wegore rinouya apo pachavhurwa zvikoro, nekuti saizvozvi zvikoro zvakavharwa. Saka kana dai vakaita strike hapana zvazvinombobatsira, asi kuti kana zvikoro zvichinge zvavhurwa ndipo strike yavo pamwe ingashande kuti zvichemo zvavo zvinge zvichinzwikwawo. Vanhu vazhinji vakatarisanawo nematambudziko akasiyana-siyana. Zvino Christmas yaswedera kudai ichatambwa sei? Ndo richava dambudziko. Saka ngatikurukirei muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Motiridzira nhare kana kuti textira panamba dzedu dzinotidzo 0012026192077 number zvikare 0012026192077 uyewo tiri kutepfenyura pa radio pamwe chete nepa dande mutande pa repa Facebook apo tinenge tichikurukura sanganai nesu muve ipapo mushe makawanda mutarise chirongwa makawanda mutitsigire uye mupinde muchirongwa tinge tichikurukura tichitarisa mamiriro akaita hupfumi munyika uyewo ndakaita rombo rakanaka rekuti ndakadzoka iro svondo rine iri standehile I came back from Zimbabwe. I did experience all these shortages that we are talking about in this program practically.
Yes, and the fuel situation, how was it? And you know, the money from the banks?
When I arrived, you cannot get anything from the bank at all. The few queues that I saw, people were getting like $20 a day, each person.
What? Okay.
Yes. They are all using the RTGS exchange or EcoCash, the electronic money exchange. The bond notes were very scarce. And whenever you joined a queue for buying something, the moment you produce a dollar, a US dollar, people will be clamoring at you.
Oh, yes.
That is, they can pay for you in EcoCash and they can get that US dollar.
Yes, but the EcoCash will be kind of higher than the US, right?
Yeah, kind of, but at the same time, they always clamor for
want
that
the US dollar,
because
it's in short supply.
Yes. Even the bond note itself,
yes, so
it's also very scarce. Whenever you produce one, people will be clamoring at you. Just to get
So in other words, there aren't even any queues at the bank now because there's nothing to queue for. How are people getting their money?
They are always using the EcoCash,
everything
swiping and yes, that's all they are using. Even in the petrol in the fuel queues, they are using the electronic payments.
Wow.
All the same.
Yes, that's what the situation is like today. If you are joining us, that's what we're looking at, the economic hardships and the civil servants who are on strike. And I understand, PJ, we have our first guest, Mr. Obed Masarure of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe. We welcome you to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we understand you are marching from Mutare to Harare. Are you part of the group and where are you now?
Yes, indeed, I'm part of the group, and at the moment we are at Lehedling, preparing to leave for my city tomorrow.
Yes, if you can briefly tell us, brief us on what happened today and what the and how people are. We understand there are some people are joining in the strike, and some are giving solidarity messages. Could you paint a picture for us as to what exactly is going on as we embark on this journey?
Oh, okay. So we did begin the march on the 9th, which was on Sunday, and we began from Mutare. After our first day, we walked from Mutare to Odd, which is around 33 kilometers. And from there, the second day, we did proceed to Nazira. Odd to Nazira is estimated around between 50 to 35. Then we proceeded from Nazira to Mutare. Then we on the 30 days, we proceeded from the start towards the Redmond, and then today we had about 30 days. So the response has been very overwhelming. The citizens are in support. The teachers are still demanding salaries in medical salaries. They are demanding their bonuses in full, as in bonuses on the gross income. It has been the 20%. And they have every right to expect it because traditionally they have received that. As the report has been overwhelming, we have received support in the form of food, accommodation, water, sanitary waste, and energy from citizens themselves who are supporting the cause. So we have had challenges where some of our matters succumbed to injuries, and so, but we are glad that we don't even have a certificate. Some of them have been treated in the application, so that's a shame. So basically, the response is good, and we are now preparing for the next day, which is setting the maximum objective. We have raised over 200 races in the today. Walter invited us in the interview, but we did explain what we were doing and what the match is all about. And they said they are going to be part of the match tomorrow. So when we get into each and every community members, they will be accompanying us to the next destination, which is what they are saying, encouraging for us as a team.
Yes, and how have you ensured that the intended recipient of your message gets it? Is the government aware of your march? How have you informed the government? Who's tracking your movements and what's going on?
Okay, so I didn't get the last part of your question, but I'll answer the first one, which I did correctly. So before we embarked on the march, we submitted, we notified to a community, to the Minister of Finance, a community to the President's Office, a community to the Minister of Public Services, a community to the Minister of Primary and Secondary Education, notifying them that we will be marching beginning on the 19th and ending on the 19th. And they will get that in detail, our demands. And they really, so they really know what they did, change and give us the same copies of our application. But we have also consistently give them update of what is going on a daily basis. So they are appraised of what is going on. And they are aware of what you understand that our state is deep rooted in intelligence methods. We have a lot of spies on the ground, and they are witnessing the tremendous support that we are getting. And most of the day, at the end of the day, they will convey the message to the DM master. So they bang in the state is in the know of what is happening. And we are hoping that they will be able to know that people that address these issues before the 19th of December. Because anger is now building up among those who are marching. These are people who are going through a serious hardship. And when they get to Harare, we know they'll be very angry. In the India, they would only be expecting the solutions to the challenges that we are facing.
Okay, thank you. Stay on the line. We'll come back to talk to you and the other teachers who are with you. Lapho-ke sizwa isiphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni umnumzana Obert Masarure. Bona-ke baphakathi kokuhamba besuka edolobheni leMtare besiya kwele Harare. Uthi yena abantu bawuthakazelela umkhankaso wabo njalo bayabaxhasa lapha endleleni labo ngoba bebhekane lohlupho olufanayo. Njalo sizezwa-ke sizakhuluma labanye kule inhlanganiso sizwa ukuthi bathini ngalokhu. PJ.
Aiwa, tinokugamuchira iva Rasi Mkonto, muripo here parunare.
But the name is Rich Mahomba.
Okay.
Irimwe Mderech Comrade.
Chiribeni makadiyo ini ndozi tarana andabiwa asi zvisinei vamahomba handiti okay vamahomba mutakatarahomba
ekuti ndevere manje anotaura chindevere
zvakanyanyisa
zvakatiitirisanganisa.
Maybe just briefly tell us what your opinion over what's happening in Zimbabwe right now is. We are looking at the doctor strike and the marching of the amalgamated teachers union members and all this what's happening in Zimbabwe, the fuel shortage. What's your opinion?
Basically, if you look at the ongoing strikes, they are reflective of the socio-economic breakdown of the country. And that socio-economic breakdown comes against a backdrop of a very significant political transition. And you would know that when political transitions occur, usually there are possibilities of inheriting positive or negatives of policy residues of an erstwhile government or an erstwhile institution. And in this case, we'd discover that the current crisis that we're having is largely fiscal and monetary, which to me goes back to 2008, 2009, when we adopted what we referred to as the multi-currency regime. And the challenge that was characterized by the adoption of that policy was that we didn't have high regulating systems for currency circulation, which was Forex. And traditionally, if you go to our history starting from 1985, Zimbabwe started having a Forex circulation challenge. And even in the time of Rhodesia, we had a crisis in terms of foreign currency. So the fact that we had foreign currency beginning to flood the monetary space, and the fact that we didn't regulate it, and the fact that even our prices created a bit of comfort to the general populace. And now when that system could no longer sustain itself at a time which coincided with our political transition, then you saw a situation whereby there was a socio-economic breakdown. So basically, I strongly feel what is happening in Zimbabwe is a result of a mismanaged adoption of the foreign currency system in 2008 against the backdrop of our ban for Forex. And when we started using it, we didn't manage it properly. But at the same time, you'd also discover that when we adopted that system, when the economy was seemingly stabilizing, we didn't make our people adopt the use of the local currency. We started noticing the relevance of using the local currency when the situation really was approaching a beyond control phase.
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Vamotora here vambobuda pane mutevedzeri wavo mandotera.
Mai
mandotera.
Okay. Usafuna kuti tatu mulaleli.
Yeah, libambe khonapho, you can keep holding, we'll come back to you. Siza kuthwasi lo mlaleli. Umlaleli wethu ubakha
Tizani.
Tizani, yeah, nguye ngimbona ubhalile lapho wathi PJ is back, uyakuthabela. Yebo, linjani ecingwe?
Ngiyaphila sesithaba njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila, siyathaba ukuba lawe lapha emsakazweni.
Kuthi ukubona u-second ngathi azange nje waya lapha ekhaya, sesi look beautiful and glowing.
Yeah, akutsho ukuthi kuhle khona ngapha kwamvuma ezimba elubane egwanda gwanda kobulawayo. Ye, ungaphosa ke la.
Kudala sithe masikhula. Uthisha ube umuntu ohlonitshwayo ngenxa yomsebenzi awenzayo.
Mhm.
Ethi lobo umbono uthisha usmart, uklini, ngoba uthisha yifoundation yakho wena ma umkhanyele.
Mhm.
And sonke bekuthiwa ube ungabuza ukuthi ufuna ukuba yini. Uzawuthi ufuna ukuba uthisha. Ngoba ubona kowakho lo ombona nsuku zonke esiphilini. Dedicated emsebenzini wakhe. Kodwa namhla uma sesikhangela indlela asebeyehlisiwe ngayo, ikakhulu mina ngibuya emakhaya ekhona, ngiye ngathi ngibuzwa ngumntanami omunye wathi mama ma ungathi uyangimotivata uthi kimi ngibuyele esikolweni. He dropped out. Wathi ngimotivate kathesi ukuthi ngibuyele esikolweni indlela ukuthi uma sengifundile ngingapasa kuzakwenzakalani. Othisha phela sidla labo. Basicela ukudla othisha. Kwangizwisa ubuhlungu ukuthi othisha sebekulesi simo. Ukuze ube ngudokotela ukuqala uye esikolweni ngothisha eklasini, kulapho vele okuqala khona impilo yakhe yonke umuntu, uqala eklasini. Kodwa namuhla kabanakwa. Baphila bengasilutho. Balababa abantwana who also drop out of school. Sebesehlile ngalokuthi babafundise. Balabantwana who choose instead jobs. Ngenxa yokuthi kabakwanisanga bona etisha ukufundisa abantwababo babahambise eyunivesithi. Yabona ukuthi kubuhlungu njani?
Yeah, kunjalo labo dokotela labo futhi bephinde babe sezingeni elifana.
Sijabulela khona kube dokotela ukuthi abakho selfish odokotela baseZimbabwe basibeza besithi sina sifuna ukuhola ngamayezela baphelele khona lapho. Hayi, baphinde bathini silungiseleni lapho esisebenza khona. Abantu laba babuya kithi sizobalapha bakuthole ukuphila. Then ke bese liyasiholisa ngamayezela. Isikhalo esihle leso. Kodwa into ebuhlungu ukuthi kuwela nje endlebeni ezingezwayo. Akulo bazwayo. Kathesi izibhedlela ezilengisi yathi zimile nje. Ngabantu abaphandle kwelizwe, yebo nabakhona ekhaya eZimbabwe, abalokhu bedoletha. Bona into ebuhlungu kudoletha imigano, kudolethwe lokhu, kudolethwe ama-gloves. Zimile izibhedlela ezilengenxa yabantu abadonethayo. Bayenza umsebenzi okumele ukuthi ngabe uhulumende uyawenza. Kodwa sebefika esikhathini sokuthi bathi asisebenzeni sizenzeleni, kungabhidlikisi khona.
Ye, okokugcina khonapho ngamafitshane, ngeke ngakuzwa laphana usithi umntwana wayekubuza ukuthi ungamotivate uthini. Manje kuyini wakutshoyo? Wamxwayisa wathini?
Wamxwayisa ngathi kuye, yena makabe lakho akukhabelayo umsebenzi yezandla. Atsho ukuthi mama, ikhofi leya ngiyayithakazelela ngenhliziyo yami yonke, ngifuna ukuyizama. Ayeyingelele khona zayizama ikhofi yakhona ukwenzela ukuthi ikusasa lakhe aziphilisela ngezandla zakhe. Ngoba ungazithi uliyenzela ukuthi qatshwe, angiboni ukuthi yimfilo okumele ukuthi siyitshele abantu abethelaleyo ukuthi usebenzele umuntu or usebenze ngaphansi komuntu noma usebenzele uhulumende. Angiboni ukuthi siyale siyabamotivethe abantu abethu ngabazenzele imisebenzi yezandla amakholeji akhona ukuze baziphilise labo.
Hayi, siyabonga kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhleli.
Ngiyabonga.
Ye, uhlala usitshayela lawe, uhlala usitshayela ucingo.
Hello, vele umsekeli wethu omkhulu.
Ngihleli ngikhona, ngiyabonga kakhulu lana ukuthi ngiyasiphakamisa singomama.
Hayi, hayi, kuhle. The PJ Pakatizani was in summary, she's saying she's also supporting what the doctors and the teachers are doing, because yeah, she even remembers that long back these were prestigious professions.
Yes, yeah.
But now they see them, they are almost like beggars. She's saying sometimes they even have to provide food for them. That's why she's advising her child, her son or daughter, that she should do some courses that will enable her to create jobs for herself, because to go to college and expect the government to get hired by the government is a non-starter now. People, there's no employment.
There's no employment in the country. Unemployment rate is at over 90%.
Yes, yes.
As it is. Tine mterera aripo parunare. Toko gamshira epachirongwa.
Magadi itete.
Ayo watiripedu magadi niyo.
Iripo.
Ndivana avandru kutora nao.
Yizano nyekete komra mpinda kuboera uko.
Kuboera uko.
Mkoma
Samuel, imimi murikuona sei mamirira akaita zvinhu. Ya, patatarisana nekizimusi, madhokotera ari pastrike. Vana varairidzi, naivo vamwe vacho vari kutomacha kubva kwaMutare kuenda kuHarare vachichema-chema nekuti havasi kuwana mihoro inovararamisa.
Chidangarigai nditange ndatenda kuti kunyange Jesu paakanga achitaura zvekuti acharoverwa akamuka, vaifamba navo vaitorambawo kuti zvingaitiki kusvika paya Tomasi azoratidzwa maoko iye akaona mavanga muchanza. Ndatingafara zvikuru kuona kuti tine PJ manga muri kuZimbabwe mukaona zvatinogara tichitaura kuti zviri kuitika pagiraundi hazvisi pafoni.
Chokwadi.
Saka izvozvo zvazvinoreva ndezvekuti nyika ino Christmas dei yinzi inoita zvekuuyiwa zvekunotorwa muZimbabwe ingadi yatomborega kuuya.
Dai yatomboregedza kunotora.
Dei yakambonotorwa yabogara iriko.
Saka mati zvoitwa sei?
Tamudzikora taita nderekuti kana takatarisa hedu nyika in general, because zvinofanira kusorwa negovernment. But the problem yataita ndeyekuti muZimbabwe ruling party kuda kuti yagara strategies ekuti vanhu vachifana kuti vataure kuti zvinhu zvichinje havasisina mukana ungatarisa iye yavari kuti conference maonero andinoita ini istrategy yakatoitwa yekupfairidza vanhu kuti every year kunoitwa vote of confidence yekuti vari pevavo ndivavo zvinoda kuti hapana kuti vaoona kuti munhu ari kubata nyika uyu ari kubata achinda kupi tomudisa here kana torega saka toiva kuzotyisa kuti kuzvitaura kuti ini ndaona sekuti akatadza unonga wangoti tichagoii zvakataura makuru pakaoma ipapo conference iyoyi ndo iri kutipindaia dai isiku vachingomirira congress ndochimwe chinhu chekutanga chandinoona
nekutiiri
ndechekuti patakabvisa mugabe taifara zvikuru kuona vana matema dandavo pavaitaura vaitaura sevari zvenyika zveshwa vachitaurawo kuti mugabe taivawirirana kumugangawo hasizvo zvirikutungamira nyika saka chisiri kuti isusu zvatakarwira ngazvitonge nyika but chiri kundishamisa ndechekuti iko zvino matema danda iyeye akanga achiti toda kuti tishandise voice of the people ndiye futi munhu akudzoka nhasi achiti 40 years hadzitongi nyika ati ndiri ku52 unoona mubhaibheri unonzwa jesu ataurirwa kuti achauya kuzosunungura vakasungwa nekuti anoti azvinzwa kuti kwaberekwa mwanakomana wechidiki anotodhisaidha kuuraya vana vadiki vese kuti kusare vakuru chete so matema danda naherodhi atova matwins
aiwa tino kutenda mukoma semu
saka nyika yacho kana yasvika pakadaisi ndakurava kuti tangomirira ruoko rwamwari sei kuona kwandikuita but just want to promise vana vezimbabwe kuti mwari ruoko rwake rwava pedyo pedyo nekuti herodhi paakaronga kuuraya hazvina kumbozozikanwa kuti jesu akazosara aripo akatozosunungura vanhu herodhi wacho achiona
tenda zvikuru mova nezuva rakanaka ndambomisa vesangano reAmalgamated Rural Teachers Union yekuZimbabwe muchiripo here parunhare
tiripo
awo mazodzoka murimi vamasarauri
ndazozodabirine
aiwa patitanga tingoda ivavo mai mutevedzeri wenyu
mai varipo taurai navo
regai titaure nemutevedzeri wenyu
makadii
aiwa tiri pedu makadiiwo ndimai yana
ndimai mandiopera
mai
mai mandiopera
mandiopera okay mai mandiopera tambonzwa vachitsanangudza vamasaraure nerwendo rwenyu sesangano revarairidzi vekumaruwa kuti maronga rwendo rwekuratidza kuchema-chema kwenyu nezvichemo zvenyu zvekutambira mari shoma titsanangurirei muchidimbu nerurimi rwamai kuti makazviita izvi nechinangwa chei uye iko zvino mava ipapi
orit muchidimbu tingati runhuru rwakatangwa mushure nekuona kuti isusu vadzidzisi mari yatiri kutambira haichaenderani nemitengo iri muzvitoro takawirirana naimpleya wedu muna 24 vakati vachatipa mari mumaus dollar zvikangomuka zvachinja woona kuti mari yauri kutambira ukada unotenga nayo muchitoro haichatengi ukabvunza vanotengesa vanokupa maoption maviri zvekuti kana une us dollar unotenga nemari yakati nemabhondi unotenga nemari yakati saka woona kuti iri kudedzerwa nemabhondi iyi inenge yawanda kutodarika muhoro haunawo zvonyanya kurwadza isiwe kumaruwa nekuti zvimwe zvitengwa zvacho hazvichitoonekwa mumazvitoro zviri padhize nesu zvinoda kutomhanyirirwa kumaguta mari dzacho dzebhazi dzekuti uendeko dzakatokwira zvekuti pei yese inoperera mubhazi toenda zveimwe nhunhu yatinayo ndeyepabhonasi takangonzwa kuti tichapuwa bhonasi mugore rinoya 2018 pedzezvo tozoona bhonasi riyara yadimburwa saka tinoona sekuti finance minister vanenge vasiri kutatiyeuka zvakanyatsosika saka tafunga kuti tiite rwendo tichitaridza kunyika kwedu kubva kwamutare netsoka tichienda kuharare
izvezvi mava papi uye makatanga rini rwendo uru
rwendo takatanga musesani museshoni
Muchifamba netsoka iko zvino mave papi?
Yezvino tava pajene paheadlands.
Muri kuronga kuti muchada kunosvika kuHarare rini?
Tiri kufunga kuti zvikafamba zvakanaka tinosvika musi wa19.
Pakufamba kwemuri kuita uku, muri kuwanawo here rutsigiro kubva kuvanhuwo zvavo vasiri mubasa rekuva murayiridzi?
Zvakanyanyisa, tiri kuwana rutsigiro rwakanyanyisa nedzimotokari. Vamwe vari kutomira vachitotitsigira, vamwe vachitotaura kuti dzamuri kuita izvi titosavawo vekuunganidzana nawo kana tiri kumakombi kwedu kana kumabhazi kwedu, asi tese tarwadziwa. Kunyanya varimi, vamwe vari kutosiya mapadza muminda vachimhanyira vachiya kuzotisidzira vachiti endai mberi nechirongwa, chirongwa chakanaka, tarwadziwa sevabereki. Tikasvikawo pamagrowth point kana pane vanhu vari kutengesa vakafanana nepanyazira nekukwarisate, takawana rutsigiro rwakanyanya kubva kumazendas vachikurudzira pfungwa iyi vachiti nenuwo mukawana mari inobatika munoya muchititengera.
Ye besi lingaqhubeka PJ besi zokuthi ukhona omnye sizakhuluma laye ngesindebele ngabe khona laye eduzane.
Yebo.
Ye yine likhulumayo lesindebele.
Maimandi opera munotaura hoye lesindebele.
Hayi usekhona.
Yebo.
Ye ethi mbane ngikhuluma laye.
Ukhuluma lo Christine Jukani.
Yebo ke sis Christine, unganje uthi lapho nxa lihamba labesifazana labo bayenelisa yini ukuhamba umango omude kangako kumbe kulezinye indawo lapho lifika ligada izimoto?
Hayi siyahamba sibililokuzasike emtare lesos days sihamba.
Yebo, sokungamakhilomitha amangaki manje sikhuluma nje?
Sis 130 something.
Yebo, kumbe vele ngumuntu ohlale exercise unjani manje umzimba?
100 kilometers.
Ye, kodwa kulabantu abalixhasayo yini abalivikelayo lapha ukuthi akulangozi engalehlela lapho emgwaqweni? Izinyamazana okunye
ingozi lutho.
Ye, ungasichasela njalo ngamafitshane kulabo ke abangezwanga kukhulunywa ngesiNgisi labangazwanga kukhulunywa ngesiShona ukuthi kahle kahle ke nje kuyini likufolelayo lapho?
Okuthi nje sazi sasuka sahamba inyawo ukuthi uhulumende akasikhwazinisanele kasikhwazinise. Ngesivumelwano esaba khona kwavumelwana ukuthi kuyaholisana ama-US dollars kati kasese sole-RCGS lebona. So thina okwenza sihambe ngenyawo sesiyofika ku-Minister of Finance mtheli ukuthi zame ukuthi sikhuluma layo sisentayo singabafuni amabhondi lawa, thina sifuna i-US dollar ngoba zonke into eZimbabwe lapha sofuneka ama-US dollar from ezibhedlela like ama-pharmacy indawo ezininzi loko ifuna ukuthi engimota ijesi sokumele ibhadale ne-US dollar. So yikho nje kakhulu okusihlukumezayo. Okunye kakhulu sethi yibhonus, ibhonus yethu yabuya ingakwananga imali. So ibhonus yethu yabuya ihafu, imali esiyifalayo yibhondi, izinto ezithathwa ngama-US dollar, injalo isi-erodeyile vele sofanele ukuthi ne-dicol 120 dollars. Ayisakwani imali ukuthi sikwanisela sokuphila sifundisa abantwana. Abantu abethu ezibhedlela lapho sithili nje impilo edisen sekumele ukuthi uzingayo ama-finance ezame ukuthi uprinse lawo ukuthi ukwanise ukuthi uphile kuze zinsinya ngeziya. So yikho kusihlukumisa kakhulu.
Hhayi, kuyezwakala. Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lani kuhlelo.
Lapho siyabonga.
Umnumzana Mahomva lokhu khona ecingweni?
Yes.
Ye, ungakhuluma la usandekile la.
Ye, vele siyake sixoxe nje sicubungula ezomnotho welizwe lo mnumzana Mahomva. Uthini ke ngalokho sokuzwile bekukhuluma ababalisi lapha ecingweni?
Akukutsho ngababalisi lesikuzwayo ukuthi inhlupho ezikhangelelane labodokotela kuyabuyela kulokho engikuthileyo ukuthi umkhonomi lezokuphila nje jikelele kwabantu kulengxaki. Kodwa esisuka sikunanzelele ukuthi esikhathini esiningi lapho masikhonona ukuthi izinto kazimakuhle siba nokungananzeleli ukuthi kokunye esiyabe sikhalaza ngakho kulokunye okungeke kwahlezeka. Ikakhulu kathesi siyathola ukuthi yona imithi ngokwayo iyahlupha. Yikho-ke ukuthi abanye bebesithi bona thina sifuna amadola kungayenza ukuthi bonke abaholiswa ngohulumende begcine sebesithi hhayi lathi sesifuna ukuthi sihole ngemali yangaphandle. So uhlupho lukhona lubuyela kangike ngakukhuluma mina ukuthi lapho esaqalisa khona ukuthi kasisebenzise imali yangaphandle baphambaniswa ukuthi asenzanga ukuthi senza abantu ukuthi abantu bethu bengabele ukuthi imali leyi ivele ile mbali yokungatholakali. Njalo lapho nxa sesiyithola kufuze ngabe sasiyisebenzisa kuhle. Okungako ukuthi ngabe saqalisa ukuthi sibe le mali yona leyi abantu abangayamukeliyo ngokuzananzelela ukuthi le ndaba yokulayina emabhenki ukuthi abantu babelayina uthole umuntu elayine lokuthi ethole i-$60 kumbe i-$40 kodwa kukhangela ukuthi zikhona ezinye iy'ndlela zokuthi usungathenga ngabo-ecocash ngokunye okuthiyeneyo. So engikutshoyo ukuthi uhulumende ngabe nalapho aphilela khona kodwa kufuze sinandelele ukuthi ma sibeke izikhalazo kulezinye izikhalazo ezingeke zenelethu ukuthi zigcwaliseke okufanayo lokuthi sithi thina hhayi thina njengababalisi kumbe thina njengamabutho sesifuna ukuthi sihole ngemali yangaphandle ikanti imali yona le yayikho njalo kufuze ibe isebenza kwezinye izinto ezifanana lamafutha ngoba ungakhangeleka ukuthi imali yona le ingahanjisa ukuthi ilize lithole amafutha i-industry zakwanisa ukuthi isebenze kodwa singathi thina sesifuna ukuholisa labana ngaleyana imali ngoba bona yikho ababona engazami ukuyayenza hayi mbona engazami kungasihlupha njalo le mali ingaswelakala kwezinye izinto eziqakathekileyo.
Ye kuyezwakala uhlale khonapho ecingweni PJ ungathathi umlaleli silo mlungisi Mazibeni Nkomo lapha usethulele umbiko uthi salibonani basakazi bethu abahle. Hayi siyabonga ukuthi sibahle. Kuthiwa nginimamele ngiseDurban kuyasinda ukwehlela umongameli wethu ufanele ukwamukela izikhalazo zababalisi labo doctor ngakho vele uya hudula inyawo kakhulu since wangena yena asikaboni utshintsho. Ye utsho njalo ke ubhuti Mlungisi Mazibeni Nkomo uthi kakaboni utshintsho kodwa bona mbona ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF litshona lisithi kwakuvele sokonakele kakhulu kumnotho welizwe ngakho abusoze kulungi overnight bazadinga isikhathi eside sokuthi baqale bekulungisise. Ye batsho njalo nxa sikhuluma la uMandla Moyo yena uthi ufuna inamba yokuthi asifonele kuyo ngicela ikhasi leli PJ simnike njalo kodwa nxa ebukele lapha ekhasini leFacebook uzayibona lokho ibhaliwe laphana njalo sesimphile vele hayi siyabonga kakhulu ngabona usezahle asifonele njalo siyabonga uMike ngale usemphile inombolo zethu. Yebo-ke PJ.
Ndisathi ndaenda kunotarisa zviri kutaurwa nevateereri vedu vari kutiteera padandemutande reFacebook chiregai nditore muteereri wedu ari parunhare baba Tindo Makadini.
Tinofara Makadini.
Baba Tindo muri kutiridzira nhare muripi?
Kwagutu.
Kwagutu uko? Kwakadini kwagutu?
Kaita.
Takatarisana nematambudziko iwaya ende Kisimusi yaswedera kudai yapo pakona apo chaipo chaipo zvinozonzwiiko muri kunzwa madhokotera vari pasiraiki varairidzi vari kufambawo netsoka kubva kwamutare kusvika kuHarare kuti vange vachisvitsa nhuna dzavo kugurukuta rinoona nezvemari vamutuli Ncube
vanhu vari pastrike madhokotas nguva yekuti yadai nogona kuvisara vapinda vanhu matano akawanda nouvaaitunoa zvasikuru ditakafana kuti vanhu vari kudiscusa nyaya yekuti futi isu hatitongi nyika pane kudiscusa kuti maproblems aripo ete ende tomaita sei votaura zvokutsvaga zvekuti unotomaika wakati vari kutonga dai vari kugadzirisa zviri kuitika vasati vasingabotazokuti mutatonga ndiani 5 years to come zvinoitika zvakawanda aizvozvo just quite as if nothing is happening. I don't know, comment on me, you are talking about it. I don't know what I say. I'm a friend, I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Haiwa, tinotenda zvikuru baba atindo nekutiridzira nari. Zvakanakai. There was Baba Atindo Standigile. He was basically saying he's in support of the teachers, he's in support of the doctors. Things are really bad in Zimbabwe, and he's urging the government, those in authority, to take measures to address all the problems and challenges that the teachers are facing, the doctors are facing.
Yes, we can pose a question to Mr. Mahomva. What do you think the government can do? What alternatives does the government do? Do you see them having being able to meet the demands of the teachers? Of course, you've addressed the forex issue. What about raising their pay and all the other working conditions they are talking about?
Yes, I think, like I said, that the prevailing economic conditions really, it would not be logical for anyone to demand forex in this time when the country is in dire need of forex. But what is then important is to say, in as much as we understand that the basic livelihood.
What about the other working conditions? Like the doctors are saying they need drugs supplies and.
Not only the working conditions, but let's look at the prices of basic commodities.
Okay.
I think the logical thing to do is to say, basic commodities are high, and therefore we need to be to meet the realistic economic needs of the civil servant, the teacher, or the doctor. Because at the end of the day, I can assure you that most salaries, which most people are getting, really are close to nothing, if not nothing. So that is one pragmatic thing that the government is doing. But again, you go to our hospitals, you discover that we have challenges in terms of basic needs, like you can't find gloves and all of that. Hence, priority with regards to the forex issue should revolve around creating a conducive working environment for our doctors and our teachers, particularly in the medical sector. So let's look at pragmatic ways of making sure that within this context, people are able to get basic commodities, because the salaries at the end really are not adequate to enable the ordinary person to live. And this is a cross-cutting crisis, which is not only limited to teachers and doctors. So we need an overhaul of the salary structure of public workers.
Yeah, I see. Abong, PJ.
Regendi tarise varu kuchichera pa varu kutarisa pa dande mtande redu re Facebook. Tina talent Hilary Chikwana. Haru kuti hello there from Cape Town. Tukuzovao shikare na Fraser, Chicks, Nathan, Enara. Hands loud and clear. Tirikuno yedu kumateresi pachina. Lazarus Chibareta Maveneke. Hands ipfei. Iya ndiyo ii, yavaita urakai. Sarama Zengera, hanzi kuZimbabwe kwakaoma vakumana. Zvinhu zvese zvakaita manyama amire nerongo. Anomalanga Amanda, anonzi, anotiye mujinda ini. Marega, Boss Junior Tari, hanzi, hai, tiri kuno kuDubai. Murikuri kwesoko, Mruti onao, uye tinofara nekutitsigira kwenyu. Happy madie, anzi maskera ere seya amane shamwari, watching live from Gabe's kuBotswana. Musi wachivi, anzi maskera seiko. Takaterera tiripo pa South Africa hapo. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuruma vachivi. Pakozoitawo mukoma Elliot Mandivele. Hanzi hello, just watching from Canada. The best part of it, I just arrived this evening from South Africa. Saying good evening to you, all Studio 7 guys and all listeners around the world. Not forgetting my family that I left in South Africa. I love you all. Sara Muzengera, hanzi government yedu haina basa nevanhu zvakatooma. James Tafadzwa Madenyika, hanzi kuBotswana zvangu, hanzi ndiri kuBotswana uko. Fitz Dubaz, aisa namba dzake dzenhare dzinenge dzeku South Africa idzi. Ndinovimba mukoma Mike, varikudziona namba dzako mukoma Fitz. Sydney Tauro, hanzi tinongoperera mukutaura but chiri kuitika kupedza zviri kuitika munyika hapana. Pakozoitawo mukoma Sydney Tsuro, hanzi action must be done. Tikoitawo zvekare mukoma Tinashe Gangarawe, hanzi in Cape Town, hello, hello back. Muramba muchititsigira mushe nevamwe paFacebook ipapo paVOA Shona, VOA Ndebele neVOA Studio 7. Murambe muchititevera. Moses Beta, hanzi watching from Joburg.
Yebo ke PJ, kuhle ukuthi kulabalaleli abasixhasayo lapho kukhasi lethu leFacebook. Usezo ukuthi sesilomnye njalo umhlonitshwa wethu. Besikhangelele njalo ukuthi sibe lo dokotela, uDokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe, yena ke nguyo olwela owenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abodokotela bona laba abaphakathi kokukhala nomsebenzi. Kodwa ucingo lakhe kuthiwa lokhe luquma. Ntemba sizamzama sokusela imizuzwana nje emlutshwana lapho se elakhe njengoba ebelokhu esimelele. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo Mnumzana Ndlovu.
Ye, ngiyabonga Studio 7 ngingelele labalaleli bonke. Ngithi kunjani namakhayeni lalapha emhlweni khona.
Yebo ke, Mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu, isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeZimta. Ntemba sesike sakhuluma lapha lababalisi abafundisa emaphandleni. Abaphakathi kokufola besuka eMtare besiza besiya eHarare bekhonona besithi bafuna ukubhadala ngemali yakwamanye amazwe njalo bafuna balezikhalazo eziningi. Lina kunhlanganiso yeZimta lithi kunjani? Konke kumi kuhle yini kumbe landile ezikhalazo ezifanayo?
Okumqoka ukuthi simanzelele ukuba ababalisizane elizweni kanti inhlupho ezibagqagqelela izinhlupho ezifanayo. Masikhangela ke okusuka kwehlukane ukuthi ababalisi mhlawumbe kabakhulumi ngalizwi linye basuka ke behlukane ngembono lapha nalaphaya. Uthi lo ofisa ukuthi laye ayehlahlele lapha ayehlahlelela khona ayingene ngaleyo ndlela ayefisayo. Okukhona ukuthi akulanto enhle enekuhle, akulazinto ezihamba kuhle. Naku wonke umbalisi okhona elizweni lamhlanje masikhuluma ngaye usengaphansi komnyanga wokucima neholo. Sikhangele ukuthi ababalisi abayibo bona abamqoka kwezemfundo abayibo njalo abasukumisa ilizwe lisenza ukuthi sibe nabasebenzi abalobungcitshi obuphezulu abananzwa ngokujulileyo isizwe kakhulu uhulumende. Nanku phela masikhuluma lapha siyananzelela ukuthi okwanamhlanje masikhangele iholo likambalisi masi liqhathanisa lalelo abhemele alihole ngomnyaka ophelileyo simbona phela esehleli lapha umbalisi kumali ephosa ibe $100 isikhumbuza u-2009 okusho ukuthi $100 ngitsho yona mathupha imali kaTrump hathi le $100 siyifanisa isemaphepheni ngoba nanku phandle lapha izinto zisuke zaqansa zilandela ukuguquka kwenani ukulinganiswa kwemali yaleli lizwe esemaphepheni yale imali egqoka e-US dollar yasuka ku-400. Ngenye indlela-ke umbalisi ongabe lamandla ethatha 400 esikhwameni sakhe ufana nomuntu nje othule i-$100. Lokhu kwenza kube buhlungu ezinhliziyweni zabo basebebona sebekhalele uhulumende nanku phela atsho lutho ngokwenza weholo.
Yes, siyabonga. Kodwa ume khona pho ecingweni ukuthi nje incingo bezingangeni. Silo dokotela Mthabisi Anele Bebe owe Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo dokotela Bebe.
Yeah, let me ngiyabonga kakhulu ukunika leli thuba.
Iye ungasichazisela njalo ke ngamafitshane ukuthi limi ngaphi njengabodokotela ngokukhalala kwenu umsebenzi njalo kwenzakalani lamuhla kukhona yini okuthembisayo kuhulumende?
Izinto azihambi ngokuphangisa esiwukhangeleyo. Lokho sisakhulumelana lo hulumende. But odokotela abaningi nje baphathekile into ezenzakalayo ukuthi abanelisi ukuya emsebenzini. Njalo even ama-salaries abo abakatholi, so abala ndlela ukuthi bengaya emsebenzini. Namaphilisi nje ezibhedlela sikatholi nje i-evidence ekwanileyo ukuthi asetholakala yini.
Yes, yes, sizile njalo.
Kodwa nje zinkulumo nje lokho siya phambili ngahambelani le-evidence.
Mhm. Sizile njalo ukuthi odokotela bebetshengisela lamhla esibhedlela sempilo. Yikho yini eselikwenza kathesi ukuthi alitshengiseli nje ngokukhalala umsebenzi kodwa selizabe lifola?
Ye, odokotela kade lokho bemelele namhlanje iviki lesibili. Besithi mhlawumbe umhulumende abalalela. So izinto esezenzakala kathesi odokotela sebetshengisele ezibhedlela ezithiyeneyo. Ikhuluma nje ukuthi izinto azimanga kuhle. Njalo sekumele laba abalamandla bengenele bencedise.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ukuxoxa lawe kuhlelo dokotela Bebe.
Hayi, nami ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Ngoba nzondodza jikana ndochidzora vasifiso Ndlovu muchiripo parunari.
Ye, ngikona ma.
Mungataure here nechishona.
Isona ngwanisiyana kakhulu ukuphuma ngakhuluma
ye ungasinikela kwelo kugcina nje sikunika umzuzu singabuyeli kumnumzana Mahomva ukuthi uchilo nje ubusinika nje isifingo sokuthi konke kuhamba njani kodwa awusacacanga ukuthi lina njengezimtha kuyini elikumeleleyo liyakhulumisana nendo hulumende lizakhalala umsebenzi kuyini elikufunayo ngamafitshane.
Ngithanda ukuthi kunapho othe wathinta khona ukuthi sizakhalela na umsebenzi. Ungaze ubone ukukhalela komsebenzi ubizwa ukukhokhela, akuvamanga ukuthi kuphumelele. Ukukhalela komsebenzi okuhle yilokhu okuqinileyo njalo ukuthi abalamandla ukukhalela umsebenzi yizisebenzi eziphansi eziyizo kathesi sezisizwa ubuhlungu sezisitshelile thina afisa kuhulumende kusesifikile esibangeni sokuthi ngiyakwehluleka ukuxhumana labalandeli bethu. Nanku bayasitshela ukuthi sebesehluleka ukusukuma. Umuntu oyehluleka ukusukuma ukuthi aye emsebenzini basingeke sithi na ukhalele umsebenzi ngoba uyatsho kumqhathi wakhe ukuthi kangisenayo imali engenza ukuthi ngisukume. Ngakho-ke wena-ke nanzelela ukuthi angisenayo imali yokugada ujoba, angisenayo imali yokuthi ngihambe ngemota ngemsebenzini. Kathi-ke lalokhu kumele ngigqoke emsebenzini ngangisela yena imali yokuthi ngiwathi.
Ngezinye indlela liyabasola laba sebekhalele yini?
Akula muntu esimsolayo qho ngoba inhlupho zabo zitshiyene mhlawumbe sezithe zaphanga.
Manje sithathe asavuma ukuthi sibe sonkeni sizaqhubeka kwezinye isuku. Sibonge lo mnumzana Sifiso Ndlovu isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yezimtha sikhulume lo mnumzana Obert Masarure kanye lo nkosazana Catherine Jubani abenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo ababalisi bemaphandleni lo dokotela Anele Mthabisi Bebe owe Zimbabwe Hospital Doctors Association PJ.
Totendawo zvekare namai Mandiopera vesangano rinorwira kodzero dzevarayiridzi vekumaruwa vatanga ichinavo pachirongwa pamwe chete nava Richard Mahomva vachibatsirawo zvekare muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ari vekukuonekai pari zvino ndiPrasidi Jeremiah.
Nami usithandekile Mhlanga sithi sidibaneni njalo ngeviki ezayo.